Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Sumalong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Research from Sales Enablement Pro found that reps are 15% more likely to understand how to navigate different sales scenarios when utilizing sales plays. So how can you ensure your sales teams are effectively equipped for success? Here to discuss this topic is John Heseltine, the Senior Manager of Sales Enablement at Crestron Electronics. Thank you for joining us, JJ. I'd love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Thank you for having me, Shauna. Well, as you said, I'm the Senior Manager of Sales Enablement at Crestron Electronics. We do a bunch of different things that make everyone's lives easier. And I've been here for almost 6 years and previously came from another manufacturer in the professional AV space. So, you know, in total, maybe 12 years total in the professional AV scene. But I'm not alone, right? I have a fantastic team of six people that all work together to create sales enablement content all within HighSpot. So it's clearly not just a job for one person. And I represent the whole team here and we're excited to be a part of this. As for kind of like the role and what we do, like it's been kind of in flux for the last 6 years since I've been within sales enablement. You know, it's still kind of like sales enablement, still kind of an extremely new position. You know, we're still trying to figure out what it means. I think us sales enablement folks kind of know what it means, but you know, everyone else within the company are like, so what is it that you do? I guess what that means is that we've been kind of changing what we do every so often, right? Every year we have new updates. We roll out different strategies and try to implement new changes to hopefully, you know, equip the sales team better around the globe for Crestron. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, we just try to make ourselves useful for everyone.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I really appreciate it. And, you know, Crestron Electronics is definitely on the cutting edge of innovation in manufacturing. What are some of the strategic initiatives that you are focused on driving for the business? And how does your enablement strategy help to support these?
So, you know, for folks that don't know Crestron Electronics, we have almost 2,000 unique SKUs, a super wide range of products that we offer, right? Commercial, residential, marine, education, government, you know, healthcare and hospitality. We do so much stuff that everyone kind of like, that's behind the scenes, if you will. And so the way we say is like, we kind of make spaces smart, right? We enhance the way people live and work. And we do all that via hardware or software. There's a lot of stuff that goes into manufacturing, but it's really difficult to enable on 2,000 unique SKUs. We could do content for like each one of those or each product family, but that doesn't totally work. And really what our value is as a company is how we bring all of that together to create one, you know, consistent ecosystem, regardless of if you're in the home or if you're in the office or you know, you're in the hospital or, you know, hotel or school, you know, we bring all that together. And that's where sales enablement we find is really key. You know, being able to consistently deliver a message, not about products, but how all those products come together as like a multi-layered, multifaceted approach, creating value for not just the end user, but also the IT professionals and the people that have to, you know, kind of work with the technology on the back end every day. Right. So really, it's enabling our sales folks to talk about and position our ecosystem and, you know, leverage everything that we have to provide the best possible experience. That's kind of what we do with when we create storylines. Right. We work with a bunch of folks in different aspects of the business. We have people in vertical marketing, channel marketing. We work with, you know, the various team leads and VPs to come up with consistent strategy for their teams to leverage with all our products. A hospital is going to use the same product that potentially an enterprise is going to use, but they're going to use them in different ways and connect to different things. So we do enable folks to speak proficiently about our product and our solutions specific to the market. That's what we're doing. And that's how sales enablement is helping Crestron get that word out and that message out.
I love that. Now, you talked already about some of the unique considerations for the manufacturing industry, but how do you factor those into building an effective enablement strategy?
You know, part of the best thing about being a manufacturer, and especially when you're kind of techie, is that you get to work with the people that build the product, engineer them, design them. The biggest issue when working in an electronics manufacturer is translating that vision from the person that created it and making it accessible to everyone to understand. Not just, you know, our customers, but also our sales team, right? We can do some really, really interesting and complex solutions for problems that our customers might face. It's really sometimes hard to explain how we do that. And you know, what our value is in doing that. And, you know, that's part of the one, that's one of the interesting things with being a manufacturer is like, you're creating all this new stuff, but, and it has a place in the market. But you just got to tell the customers and tell the world what it does and how it does it. And, the way you do that is via your sales team, right? Of course you can do marketing. You can put anything out there on the internet, on the web, you know, make posts on LinkedIn. But really, it's making sure that your sales team can also articulate those advantages and they feel confident in doing it, right? We want to make sure that they can have conversations around the products and go a little bit in depth when they need to. And that's why we leverage, you know, sales plays within HighSpot. We can give them the, you know, what to know, say, and show and do with their customers. And, you know, it gives a really easy kind of like hopscotch approach. Within their sales opportunity. Like, you know, they go from their needs audit where they ask questions of the customer, find out what it is that really the customer is looking for, right? We don't tell our sales team to be going in there and pushing XYZ product, right? We want them to sit down with the customer, understand what their needs are, what their problems are, you know, and really have a meaningful conversation with them. And then we can start prescribing and, you know, telling them, this is, we think this would solve your issues, right? And here's why. And, you know, HighSpot has allowed us to organize those conversations for the sales team in a really easy to follow way. I think that's like, you know, from the manufacturing side, I think that's difficult, right? Like initially without a platform like HighSpot, without being able to organize all of this stuff, you would just get spec sheets, right? And spec sheets don't tell a story. Like, you know, some people can understand one, can read one, and they prefer that. And that's fantastic, right? But a lot of people that are making purchasing decisions in our industry find a lot of value in other aspects. And they don't care to learn about, you know, specifically what the product or solution does. That's the fun part about working for a manufacturer, is that we can make that story and extract from the spec sheets and use those as, you know, data, but then, you know, create the story of, you know, how the sales team should use it and talk to the customers and show the value. So
now I want to focus in a little bit specifically on the enablement components. Prior to HighSpot, I believe you all were leveraging a different enablement platform to execute your strategy. What were some of the challenges you were facing during that time, and what was the impetus for making a change?
You know, this was before COVID, and we switched to HighSpot during COVID. We switched to HighSpot in like early 2020, and we had already made that decision. But in December of 2019, someone that was pretty high up comes, you know, walking by my desk. Hey, so-and-so says that a platform's not good. And we're like, oh, okay, interesting, right? And so I tell my boss that, and it was kind of like, oh, all right, we got to make a change, right? Like it had reached the point where like it was being spoken about that what we have isn't working. And it was all the way at the top of the company. And we're like, all right, we'll make a change. And so we did our due diligence. We looked, we explored different options, and we landed on HighSpot. And man, it made a massive difference. We didn't know what we were missing, right? We really didn't. It's been a wild ride. We've been with HighSpot for a little over 3 years at this point. It's been great. It's been eye opening, and we've been learning so much and reiterating what we do so much with it. So we weren't able to get that with our previous platform, and it's been awesome also working with HighSpot, in large part thanks to podcasts like this that we're on now, where there's sales enablement pros also being a part of the journey with, you know, us as a customer, right? We learn so much from not just being in the platform, but from all of the content and all of the assets that HighSpot as a company creates for the sales enablement industry. And that's been extremely helpful for us to sit down and focus and not have to do our own research specifically, but, you know, listen to what you all say as pros. And it's gone a long way to help us create a better platform for our users.
Well, I do always love to hear that. So thank you. Now, talk to us about some of the challenges, though, and how you were able to overcome those challenges leveraging HighSpot to help.
Biggest challenge, I can't find anything. I don't know where anything's at, right? And our previous instance looked like a folder structure, no different than SharePoint, right? And so that was the biggest hurdle. Our sales team needs to find resources to use. And we've been able to reorganize HighSpot. Search tags were a godsend, being able to organize things with tags. And then guess what? The search works with tags. It just made it so easy to, you can find content. And what we're saying now, and we should have said this 3 years ago when we first, started using HighSpot and built it out, you can use a mouse, you can use HighSpot. It's so, you can find everything you need. Now, granted, a lot of that has to do with, my team of six folks that worked really hard through multiple iterations, HighSpot assisted with it, making a UI that makes sense for our users. But we were able to do that. And the next thing was, actually telling people how to use the content they found, right? And sales plays was just like an epiphany. We didn't have anything like a sales play prior to that. So we would just put assets on there, comparison documents, compete documents, SWOT analyses, all the typical things that, sales says they need, marketing says you should do, right? And so we're doing all that content and we would just put it out there and we would announce it out there so people would know about it. But, only 20% of the sales team looks at the announcements we do, right? You can't force their eyes like Clockwork Orange. You just see and look at all of our announcements for everything. Being able to organize it in a way that makes sense for the user has been able for us to leverage, to organize the content in a way that they see it and they find it no matter their journey to get there, regardless if they're clicking or if they're searching. Or, hey, if they're looking at one of the sales plays we made, right? We have the content in multiple different ways, which has been super, super helpful, right? We still get calls about, do we have any asset about this? Absolutely, right? But those calls are so super diminished, right? And if anything, it's great now because everyone knows that they should be looking in HighSpot first. So they say, I didn't find it in HighSpot. We might have done something wrong, but we're also super happy that the sales team is using HighSpot, to find content. So it's been great. It went from something that was, I guess I got to look in there for something, to it is now the default workflow and work path for the sales team. They will look at HighSpot first before they go to our website. They will look at HighSpot first before they go to our marketing portal, right? HighSpot is that single location where they go to find anything. And there's certain things we don't have on HighSpot for a reason. And we get questions like, hey, why isn't this on HighSpot? Oh, because of this. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. But it's so ingrained in them now that go check HighSpot first. It's great. We've been able to surface the content and organize it in ways that we weren't able to do before. And that's made all the difference for us.
And I can tell because your results are amazing. You guys have an incredible 92% adoption rate. I'd love to understand, what are some of your best practices for driving adoption with your reps?
Okay, I can. It's a name, actually. Jill on my team is one of the reasons that we have such great results. One of the great things about this whole sales enablement thing is people know who we are now. Our names are associated with all the content we do. And one of those names is Jill on our team. And she calls every single rep, and we're a global company, right? And so we have people all around the globe. And she calls every single one of them. Their bosses, their directors, their VPs, right? And asks them, what are you using from HighSpot that is successful? What else do you need? Do you have any comments? And we have constant contact with all of our sales reps. And we use HighSpot as the backbone for it, right? It's did you see this, by the way? We just added this to HighSpot and we just announced it out. Did you see this? Oh yeah, I've seen it. And I had a lot of success using that with XYZ customer. So we call people we literally pick up the phone and call people. I know it's a weird concept nowadays, but we literally do schedule phone calls and Jill calls everyone in the organization and it helps us get everyone on the same page. So that's one of the ways that we drive adoption. We literally call them and tell them what's new, right? really easy to ignore an email, especially when you get multiple emails from the same source over and over again, because we're constantly churning out content for them. You can't ignore a phone call. You don't want to ignore the phone call from Jill. It's great, though. And that's how we get a lot of, uptake on the platform.
I love that. And communication is key. So that's fantastic. Now, JJ, you've talked about this a few times, but I'd like to actually kind of click into it a little bit, because a major part of your strategy is sales plays, which you even won an Impact Award for. Congratulations. What are your best practices for building effective plays?
So the first thing we did, and maybe it'll help others get their play adoption up, is we kind of make like a monthly Reader's Digest for each of our, market verticals. And we call that the monthly message. And we make that in a sales play format, right? And so that is like the default thing. Like, we put everything in there, and it's not like we're explaining everything. We just have links. It's kind of like a repository, like a link to plays, and it kind of like trees out from play to play to play, like as you go down there. That's really like, we have all the sales team just default, like, oh, I'm going to look at the commercial monthly message. I'll look at the residential monthly message, right? And you can't go wrong when you look at that, because all the content that we create, the sales enablement team, we don't just say, I feel like making a piece of content or a sales play on this today. We work with the sales leaders and find out like, what are they really focused on? Or if there's a new product or a really big initiative, right? We don't just create content for content's sake. We make it so it's relevant to the business. And, our sales team travels a lot. If they just need to like check in on like, oh, what is it I'm supposed to be doing? It's in a sales play. It's right on the homepage of HighSpot when they log in, right? We have the monthly message sales play. And that has other sales plays in it. So they can go in, they know that they're going to get an organized structure of, what to show, what to say about it, what our advantages are. Hey, there might be a competitive analysis in there that they can look at or leverage and pitch out to a customer, right? When they're going up against a competitor like that. And it's just become like an integral part of the experience within HighSpot. Yes, we have a lot of individual assets, but most every asset is made in response to a play, and they're all tied in there and they're all interconnected. So yeah, like plays have been a major part of our time at HighSpot, and we find them really good to leverage. Like it's a solid solution, and we don't make them too big either.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you've created a really interconnected experience for them leveraging plays. How do you leverage those same sales plays to help support some of the key strategic initiatives that you're driving for the business?
Well, like I said, like we kind of do them based on new product launches or, campaigns that we're leveraging. But the main thing is we have like a red phone all the way to the top, and we can talk to anyone. But that's one of the great things that we're privileged to have, is we can speak with anyone. So we use those plays to say, this is what XVP is saying. This is what the mandate is, right? Like at the end of the day, we all have marching orders. The plays encapsulate that, right? And that's how we get strategic initiatives accomplished. Like I can give you an example. Recently, there was some industry news. First thing that happens, the head of residential sales calls us, says, I need a sales play about this subject right now. And we created it for him. He gave us a little bit of information, and we went with it from there. We worked with marketing. We created a sales play specific. It was super timely, like super important. And then what that head of sales did, he called every single rep and said, there's a sales play made. I need you to read that. There's also a pitch template made. I need you to pitch that to every single one of your customers. Right. And like, this is like, not typical, but it was extremely timely. We just got handed a golden opportunity, and we need to take this, our whole sales team needs to act on it immediately. Sales plays are super vital and super important to us. And as a result, like we reached out to thousands of people, thousands of customers, and have opened up conversations that, those doors we thought were closed. And we've opened up conversations with those customers again, those dealers. And it's been great. Right. So we've had great response with it. And like, it's awesome. Like the sales leaders, like the head of sales thinks of HighSpot first when he wants to get a message out.
is amazingly impactful. And again, another area where you guys are seeing amazing results, you've driven 88% play adoption amongst your team, even in just the last few months. Can you tell us about some additional examples of the impact that you've been able to drive through plays?
I can't give you numbers specifically because, like, as we're talking, our Salesforce sync is happening with HighSpot. Like, it's at, like, you know, 30% at the moment. So, like, we don't have numbers associated with anything. But I can tell you, my team, we see it on LinkedIn all the time. We see our content being used on social media. Of course, it's, you know, legally approved and able to be sent externally, right? We market as such in HighSpot. But we see our content in use. We see, like, the messages that we write, how we write things and what we tell our sales team to say, we see that happen, right? And then the sales team will come back to us and say, I had a lot of success with this. This worked so well. Can we get something else like this? You know, I think, like, you know, the proof is in the pudding in a way. Like, we are seeing 100% impact of what we do. Like, it is so cool to log into LinkedIn and then see, like, you know, new ways that people are using our content. Well, I can't give you numbers, man. I can tell you that it's being used and we see it everywhere. It's great.
It sounds like it. So, JJ, last question for you. As you look at to the year ahead, what are maybe some trends or innovation that you see that's really shaping the future of enablement in manufacturing?
Yeah, AI. AI is something that we're really excited about. Really, like, you know, everyone's talking about, like, Microsoft Copilot, ChatGPT, all of those things. I haven't dabbled in that too much, but I've dabbled in a bit of the HighSpot AI and how much that's helped with us. And if that can translate over to, you know, creating content, that'd be awesome. Like I said at the top, right, we have almost 2,000 unique SKUs. That's a lot to create content for. And if we can just create little tidbits of information about something that we didn't have before on certain SKUs, that helps a lot. I think AI is going to be a way that is really just going to make us more efficient, right? We're not going to leverage AI to create new content that, like, just from scratch, right? You have to feed it good material, but it's just going to make our lives so much easier and so much quicker to, like, collect the information and put it in, like, a standardized format that we can then bring to the finish line. I mean, as it is now, we spend hours, days, weeks doing certain tasks, and AI is going to make that easier, and it allows us to be more efficient. And I don't know if AI is going to help us get more done, right? The biggest thing I learned from HighSpot is it's not always about more, but it's also about the quantity, more importantly, right? You know, like, we don't want to do more sales plays. One of the biggest things I learned from Spark was, you know, you can only change the behavior of the sales team 3 times a quarter, right? Any more than that, the sales team's getting whiplash, right? So we're not going to use AI to create more content in that respect, but what we're going to do is use AI to help us focus more on creating better plays for the sales team. So AI, I think, is just going to take a load off our backs, and we can focus more on what really is impactful for our teams. We think it's sales plays. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to more AI stuff. Still a trust but verify phase with AI. I think that's going to be a massive help to help us really concentrate on what we know is effective for our sales teams.
Amazing. Well, I hope you're joining us again at Spark 24 in October, because I think we have a lot more innovation coming on that front. So, John, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. It was great. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.